Andrew Schneider here with Lucas Warner. He was a member of the 2016 and 15 state football champions and the 2018 soccer champions. We're catching up with him because his career takes him kind of back to a connection in Pella. Let's talk about your road after Pella High School to Newton. You were a big member of the Dort football team, had an opportunity to keep playing, and then now you have an opportunity, Lucas, to kind of share your knowledge of sports over the years. Let our listeners know what your journey has been like since you left Pella High School and what ultimately has taken you up to Newton.
Yeah, so after Pella, I played football at Dort for a couple of years. Played there for 3 years, started for two of them. During my junior into my senior season, I tore a couple ligaments and muscles, and so I ended up not playing senior year. I was a elementary and special education major, really was looking at the elementary side of things, but some things happened and I saw a job opportunity in Newton that really looked interesting to me. And so I'm currently a special ed teacher and I have a self-contained behavior classroom. And so I teach behavior over here at Newton and I am now the head swimming coach and I coach on the varsity team, football team.
Well, and before we get to talking about the connection with Newton to Pella, how hard has it been to kind of shake the Go Dutch out of you? I know you still do when you're here, but Newton was quite the rival with the conference schools and some of the football districts. I'm sure that was a little bit of an adjustment, right?
Oh, yeah. Big adjustment.
So now we're talking about the swimming job. And again, people at Pella know you again for your success in soccer and football. How did you get involved with swimming and how did that really kind of maybe grab your attention as a sport?
Yeah. So I swam my whole life. I started swimming when I was like 5 or 6 and I had gotten pretty good at it. And I swam in high school, my freshman, sophomore year. And I qualified in state for all my events, both years. We actually got on the podium at state. One of our relays did, thanks to the talents of Aaron King, Isaac Webb, Jake Lenting. Those guys were some phenomenal swimmers, and I was blessed to be able to swim with those guys. So we actually, I found some success in swimming, but obviously after those guys graduated, I decided just to stick with basketball from there on. When I got to Newton, the assistant swimming coach position was open, and I hadn't really thought about, I hadn't done swimming, but the head swimming coach, Sarah Patterson, all I had heard is if I wanted to learn how to be a fantastic coach, I should go and coach under her because she's been coaching swimming for 30 plus years. And everyone just said that she is one of the best coaches like this district's ever seen. And so I was thinking about it and she actually reached out to me and she helped assistant coach one of the swim teams I was on. And so, yeah, she asked if I could help her out and I decided, you know, I would like to learn a little more. You know, I could get involved with the swim team. I did miss swimming a lot, and I do regret not doing it junior, senior year. So I thought a good way to make up for that was just to help them out however I could.
Well, and the cool part about that program, like you said, is the opportunity was there for you when you were in Pella High School to go to Newton and have a team. And now, obviously, while your heart and your life is in Newton, minus your family who are still competing here at Pella, you have an opportunity now to connect back to some of those Dutch athletes who are on your program now. So as you think about that relationship and watching that grow, and you saw it obviously early in your high school career and now get to see it as an adult, what's it been like to foster that as a head coach now, knowing that you'll have some Pella athletes up there, and how have you worked to build that connection? Not only, of course, to build up the entire team, but to understand that unique relationship.
Yeah, it's been awesome to be able to start to work with Pella and Pella athletes again. Like, it just kind of gives me more reason to, you know, watch the Pella sports and attend Pella activities and everything. And it helps me feel much more connected to where I'm from. And it's been awesome getting to know more of the Pella guys. And I think one of the coolest things is just seeing how quickly like the Pella and the Newton swimmers can come together and just all become one team, you know, though they're from two schools. And like you said earlier, you know, Newton's a conference school and they're rivals in a lot of sports with us. But when everyone comes out for the swim team, it's cool to see just how much they have in common and how quickly they can build some pretty awesome relationships. And this past season, I saw a lot of amazing things from the two squads. And so I was extremely excited to take that head coaching job and just see what else we can do to foster some more awesome relationships.
Well, and you mentioned that opportunity is there. I know you're just starting your head coaching tenure, but you were a part of the program last year too. How does that work then? So if there are parents that are listening to this and say, hey, my kid's been good at the Pella Swim Club for years. I didn't really know what that step was. And not that Mr. Fouch and Mrs. Treft aren't helpful, but maybe they just haven't had that confidence to approach them. How do they make that connection happen? And then obviously there's some work to that too, right? A lot of traveling between Pella and Newton on weeknights. But how do you work then to foster or welcome in those Pella students to Newton, knowing that there's a few more hurdles? And how does a parent kind of start that journey if they want to have their kid involved in swimming while they're still attending Pella High?
Yeah, like you said, you can obviously reach out to Fouch or Sarah Treft, and they can contact me, or you can contact me directly if you need. Like, you can look on Newton's school website, and my email and contact information is on there, so you're more than happy to reach out to me, more than welcome to reach out to me. And then with the travel thing, we actually have all of our swimmers' parents just get access to the school vehicles for transportation, and so they take turns driving up a school vehicle to practices every night. Morning practices, the Pella guys actually, you know, we just have them stay in Pella. You know, you don't need to get up at 4 o'clock to get up here like I have to. I wouldn't want any high schooler to do that, especially with a day of learning to come. So they actually practice in Pella. And so this year, my goal is to try to bring the Newton guys down to Pella more often so that we're able to utilize both facilities. And I just think it's really awesome to see the Pella guys, like when they get to see a lot of Newton's facilities. I would like the Newton guys to get to experience Pella's facilities, because I think Pella has done a great job with their high school facilities. You know, the new weight room is amazing, and I would just like the Newton guys to experience some of the things that the Pella guys have, so they can kind of get a feel of each other's worlds and kind of see what they got going on in their lives, just to help build that connection between them. But yeah, so more than welcome to reach out to me. I can explain anything further. I would love to see more Pella guys join the team, just because I think the program is going places. I think it's an awesome opportunity to get to know people from a different school. And it's just more friends and more relationships that are there to be built and help build that connection between Newton and Pella.
Again, most people know you as a football player or a soccer player in terms of what you did athletically. And obviously, I know you're very proud of those accomplishments. But what did swimming mean to you? And as kids think about choosing swimming, and as the parents think about that opportunity for their kids, you can be a football star and be a great swimmer, or you can be whatever you want to be and be a swimmer. And how do you then convey that, your excitement and love that you've grown for this sport, to let kids know that it is a great opportunity for them?
Yeah, I actually highly encourage a lot of my football players. You know, if you're not playing basketball, if you're not wrestling, swimming is a great option. Just for, you know, obviously the obvious health reasons. You know, it's great for the body. It's a great workout. It's great for cardiovascular, great for your lungs. All of those things. It's just an incredible way to work out. But it's also like another one of those. You know, a lot of people talk about track and cross country, how they help build that mental toughness, because you got to be mentally tough to compete in those tough sports. Well, swimming is the same way. You got to be very mentally tough to continue to compete in such a tough sport. You know, to go out there and swim every day is not an easy thing to do. And obviously, like, that's why a lot of people don't swim, is because it's a tough sport, but it is so fun to be able to get into that pool and compete every day. And a lot of times, you know, if you're a new swimmer, it's not about competing with others. It's competing with yourself. And every meet you compete at, you just see those times get faster and faster. And there's really nothing more rewarding than beating your personal goals every week. And that's something that I really focus on my team is, you know, I understand that a lot of the swimmers in the state, they've been swimming for a long time. And so we really focus on competing with ourselves and getting those times faster and faster every week. And so, yeah, I just think swimming is an incredible opportunity to help build muscle, help build mental toughness, and help build that confidence for everything in life. And so, yeah, I loved swimming. Swimming meant a lot to me. And I think swimming is what really helped me be the competitor that I was, you know, getting to the pool and racing every day. And swimming was my favorite sport growing up. And so I took the competition of beating the guy next to me very seriously, and that just carried right into football. Is you know, now I got to beat the guy across from me, and I'm going to do everything it takes to do that. And so, yeah, I think swimming just really helped me in all areas and helped me become the athlete that I was able to be.
That's Lucas Warner. He was a member of the 2015-16 football champions and the 2018 soccer championships, and he's now the head coach of the NCMP swim team up at Newton. Lucas, great to catch up with you. I know it was fun to cover your high school career, and it's awesome to see you grow into what you're doing now with special education teaching as well. And look forward to catching up with you a few times this winter about your team. Thank you for your time.
Of course. Thank you.